Today is supposed to be my day off, and your little shenanigans have caused me to be woken up early,
Stone responded bitterly.
And I don't like to be woken up early on my day off by anyone other than some big-titted lap dancer with some seriously low self-esteem issues. What really pissed me off, however, was that the voice which woke me up belonged to my new police captain, Captain Goldstein, and I really don't like that prick Stain. I've only known him for 3 months, ever since he took over from my old captain, who got murdered in the line of duty. The old captain I liked. He was a real police officer. He was a captain who knew when to look the other way if it meant getting the job done. He was a captain who knew that very often in life it takes violence to beat violence. He was a captain who was also my best friend. This no-nuts, no-spine new captain, however, is too scared to even wipe his hairless ass the wrong way in case it goes against police regulations. I hate his effeminate voice so much that even hearing it this morning was enough to make me drink half a bottle of cheap scotch before I got here.
What the hell is going on here?
Wolf questioned with uncertainty. For the first time since he had begun this siege, there were tones of doubt in his usually infallible voice.
Get me the real negotiator.
You don't want the real negotiator,
Stone countered into the radio, loud enough for those who were within earshot to also hear what he had to say.
Nor do the city officials, who are at this very second trying to think of ways to get me off this goddamn radio without causing too much of a scene.
And why is that, Mr. Stone?
Hans inquired further.
Give me one good reason why I should be giving you valuable seconds of my precious time instead of with the real negotiator that I asked for.
Because when I waved my gun in the real negotiator's face 5 minutes ago and threatened to decorate the sidewalk with his brain matter unless he gave me his police radio, the chicken shit didn't even try to talk me down. He just pissed his cotton panties like a little bitch and handed it to me without any resistance whatsoever. I don't think that is someone those asshole loser orphans need fighting for their miserable futures, is it?
Very well, Mr. Stone.
Hans eventually declared, after a prolonged moment of internal deliberation.
You have my ear. The next thing you have will be my demands.
It was now Dallas Stone's turn to be confused by his adversary.
I'm sorry,
Dallas finally spoke, following a drawn-out silence.
I think there has been some kind of misunderstanding here. Maybe it's because of our language barrier, or maybe it's simply just because I'm drunk. Either way, I'm not here to negotiate your demands. You're here to negotiate mine. My first demand is that you and the rest of your comrades come out peacefully and with your hands in the air, and I promise I'll only shoot you in the kneecaps. If you fail to meet my demands, you have my word that the only other way you'll come out of this building is dead.
You really are one crazy bastard,
Hans laughed.
That's what my police therapist keeps telling me,
Stone laughed back. The unexpected sound of mutual laughter continued to fill the airwaves for the next minute, a sound that, despite its jovial tone, was causing great discomfort amongst the city officials.
God damn it, Neil,
the mayor of the city, Lincoln Frost, berated Captain Goldstein.
Who the hell is this imbecile on the radio, and why the hell is he talking to Wolf? If this is on your authority, you better have a goddamn good reason why.
It's okay, Link. Whether you believe it or not, he's one of my best men. And although I may not agree with his methods, I can't disagree with his results. When I called him in, he told me he had a plan, and right now that's a darn sight more than the rest of us seem to have. We've got to trust him on this, and give him some time.
Then you better hope for your sake that whatever this asshole's plan is, it works, because you already know I am slam-bang in the middle of a re-election campaign, and nothing dissuades voters more than seeing a bunch of dead kids' guts live on national television. Mark my words, Neil, if this goes south, my last act as mayor will be to fire your ass personally and to make sure the only job you'll ever be able to get in this city again is flipping burgers. You hear?
Yes, Mayor Frost,
Captain Goldstein complied submissively. His faith in Dallas Stone was not as infallible as it had been just a minute earlier.